Welcome.
Okay, we're live.
Welcome. Go ahead, Trudy.
You have questions and we have answers. Live Q&A on this Wednesday, March 28, 2018 with Wynn and Terry.
Trudy, if people want to send Wynn and Terry some money, because I know they need money, do you know if they can send, like, check, money order, or cash to the Book Talk address?
I'm really not sure. You might want to ask Wynn yourself or send him an email.
I don't have internet.
Oh.
But I'll ask him when he comes on.
I can do that for you if you'd like.
Okay.
Go ahead, May.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you guys like to announce yourself?
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane. This is May out in California. Who else would like to announce themselves?
This is Bill in El Cajon.
Bill where?
El Cajon.
Oh, El Cajon. Welcome, El Cajon. Anyone else like to announce?
Bill, are you new?
No, I was here last presentation.
Okay, great. Thanks for coming back.
May?
Yes.
May, this is Jane. I have sent a check to Terry and Wynn at the Book Talk. If it's a Sedona address, sometimes a California address shows up in the email. Well, you don't get the emails.
No. So I didn't know if it was the one that was like, I think it's
89A or something like that.
Yeah. So we have to get the right address because they need money.
Yeah.
So since I don't know how to do the internet stuff, I thought, well, maybe we can announce the right address if I have the right address to the Book Talk. Highway 89A, 1269, Sedona, Arizona. What is that number there? 86336. Does that sound right?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, somebody look it up. If it's correct, please back me up on that.
Okay.
So, we have another caller that joined us.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Who is that from Dallas?
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
From Dallas. Go ahead, May.
Who else is coming in?
Dharmananda.
Oh, hi, Dharmananda. Welcome. I hope you're feeling better. Who else dinged in?
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry from Dallas. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Here.
Hi.
Anyone else like to announce themselves?
Hey, I'm on that listen-in program if you want to join it.
Which listen-in program is that one?
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Live on BBS? Are you live on BBS?
Well, we're on BBS right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I don't know how that works. Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday edition of You Have Questions and We Have Answers, live with Wynn and Terry Brown. Would you like to say your name and location?
Tina in Florida.
Hi, Tina in Florida. Welcome.
Thank you.
Kathleen in Dallas.
Kathleen in Dallas.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Once we have two.
Hi, Kathleen.
No, that's me.
Okay. And we have more callers that joined us. Welcome to our Wednesday edition of You Have Questions and We Have Answers with Wynn and Terry. Would you like to announce your name and location?
Sedona, Arizona. Raiden Knight. Positive greetings.
Raiden, back at you. Positive greetings.
How are you doing, dear?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, great.
I'm doing well. And good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of You Have Questions, We Have Answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry, if you want to send money to Book Talk, can they send win donations there if they don't want to use Twitter?
Send money.
Yeah.
We send it to Book Talk?
No, who's the greeter here?
Everybody. So I just want to make sure I'm giving everybody the right address. Book Talk, Highway 89A, 1269 Sedona, Arizona, 86336, so they can send you money, tons of money. We need it.
Yep.
We had callers. We had some more callers join us. We'd like to welcome you to Wednesday's questions and answers. Would you like to announce your name and location?
Richard in Maryland.
Hi, Richard. Welcome.
You're in Austin.
Richard.
Julie in Ohio. Welcome, Julie.
Shirley.
Hi, Julie.
Shirley.
Yes. Thank you.
Shirley in Ohio.
And also Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Don, can you hear Shirley? Can you feel Shirley? No, you're breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Who's breathing?
Somebody's breathing.
No, I mean, don't ask him,
Adam,
okay?
I'm not holding my breath.
Somebody's breathing.
That's what all the kids are doing these days.
Somebody's breathing.
Jim from Irvine.
Jim from where? I'm sorry?
From Irvine.
Irvine. Welcome, Irvine, California.
Yes.
So, Wynn, if
welcome
you ask me
Wednesday.
Something, I could not hear what you asked me. If it matters.
Never mind. I'm already on to the next thing.
Right. Gotcha.
The address was incomplete for sending something to Book Talk. It wouldn't get there with that address. So,
what?
Needs 20, to be completed.
26. Tell you what. Let me figure out who's breathing here. Breathing into the mic, I should say. Let's see here.
Person, why don't they put your phone on mute?
Huh?
Put your phone on mute.
Well, we'll just find them and then we'll mute them, okay?
Thank
I think it's this person. And the person breathing into the mic is area code 321. It's nice to have you here. Just letting you know. We muted you.
Hi.
And, hey, who's that?
Welcome to our next callers. Would you like to say your name and location?
My name is Carol, and I'm in Nevada.
Carolyn and in Nevada. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is that Putin?
And we'd like to welcome all of our BBS callers who are live now listening in and those who are listening in the future on the replay. Today is Wednesday, March 28th, 2018, and we are live with Wynn Free and Terry Brown. Welcome to the next caller. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you'd like to. We welcome all of our callers.
We're going to start in just a minute.
All right, Wynn. I'll mute the dings if you'd like me to.
No, the minute's not up yet. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I think it's Book Talk number 2675, Highway 89A, and then you put in number 1269, Sedona, Arizona, 86336. Did I get that right?
That's Terry. Terry, was she right?
We want people to send you guys money, and I want them to send it to the right place.
Well, you know, I don't like to ask for money, believe it or not.
I'm asking.
And it's okay if you ask. You can do it.
But I want to make sure we got the right place.
Say it again, okay?
Book.
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How are you?
Welcome, Brenda. We're asking people.
Hey.
Okay.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Book Talk, then it's number 2675, and then it's Highway 89A, and then they put in number 1269, Sedona, Arizona, 86336. But I don't know if any of this is like, you know, a post office box or like, you know, like when you would write Book Talk, post office box 2675 or...
No. Just the way you said it was fine. Okay. It will get there. All right. Now, we're supposed to look good tonight because I sent three emails out inviting people here. So let's see if Terry can be unmuted without going through an embarrassing situation.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Questions and Answers with Winfrey and Terry. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, hello there, Anna Kitwa.
Hi, Anna. Welcome.
Hi, Anna.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Everybody. Really great. Thank you.
Prudence, do you see Terry on there?
I did. I think so.
Oh, she was here earlier.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, I can just go to the other room. We have a lot of questions tonight, and I want to get started right away. All right. I'm going to go looking for Terry. Terry, are you there? Now, if anyone's new on the
line. I'm here.
Where were you?
I see.
I tripped.
You tripped?
I tripped.
She had to go to the bathroom.
I tripped. Yeah.
Did you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Now listen, we have a lot of new people on the line. We have to be very professional.
Okay? All right. I've got to go find my headset.
The proper term is indisposed.
Yes.
Now, you know, I have a fairly big email list. And, you know, I have a choice. The email list is segmented. So there's subgroups. There's people that want to get notifications of our conference calls. And then there's the major group, which I usually just send them things when I want to sell something. But for the past, you know, month, I've been starting to invite them into this call. And it's kind of like we do have this little click group that doesn't miss a call. And I don't blame them because they figured out what's going on with us. And most people, you know, I can't tell you what's going on. It's kind of like you have to, well, I can try to tell you. You know, people, when they hear about it, they tend to think there's somebody's going to tell them what to do, or some big shot on the other side is going to say, you better get on your knees and pray. And that's not the way this works. This is developed very carefully over quite a long time, and maybe I should start the recorder and mute everybody. Would you like to say your name and your city before we mute you?
Hey, Brian from Michigan. I thought I was late. I guess I'm on time.
No, you're late, Brian. You're just lucky.
Hi, Brian.
I'm not as lucky as you think I am, but we'll see. We'll see how it turns out.
Well, you have moments of luck. Okay, I'm muting you. Here we go.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And Prudence, do we have our dings muted? Hello, Prudence. Prudence, are you taking lessons from Terry? Are the dings muted?
Yes, they're muted. Yes, they are.
Well, how come you didn't say yes when I asked?
Oh, I didn't know you asked.
Okay.
I think we both muted at the same time, and we can't
no,
each other out.
I didn't mute, okay?
Oh.
So, well, let's get started, all right?
Okay.
Hold on a second.
This conference is being recorded.
This is March 28th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona. Everybody everywhere, and I'm sure we have a few people new that are listening tonight, since I sent out three emails. You can see why I made mistakes on those emails, okay? It's like, we are like, how can I say it? We're ordinary people. In fact, we're sub-ordinary, Terry and I. But we have this amazing job we're doing, and we're not doing it because we want people to follow us. We're doing it because as it's evolved, so many people have had amazing epiphanies and personal transformation around the work we're doing. And unlike other people who channel, I don't want you to believe that who's talking to us is who they say they are until you get some kind of inner knowingness. Because, for example, if somebody says, here is Archangel Michael, how do you know that's Archangel Michael? How do you know it's a good guy? How do you know? It's like, here's an ascended master. There's a temptation to give up your power. And I've learned that channeling is very tricky because you don't know who's coming through. And it's something, it's like getting to know a new person. You don't, like, give up your power immediately. You don't trust them immediately. At least you shouldn't. And if you do, you probably have gotten your share of getting screwed or hurt or betrayed, because trust is something to earn. Now, you can be loving to someone immediately. I'm loving to everyone on the call. But you must earn trust. And why should you trust this disembodied voice coming from somewhere that's speaking through Terry? You shouldn't. You should be open, and you should evaluate it, and just like I did. And they say there are a group soul that created the universe. That's what they say. And that they have been watching things for billions of years from their vantage point, and they've watched the universe kind of get screwed up. And they're not God, but they have been interpreted as God at various times in history because they created the universe. They have the ability to move into the universe energetically. They don't move. They don't have bodies. They're just energies. So they don't move their bodies in, but they can radiate into this realm. And there have been many, many, many instances, which I'm not going to talk about now, but where I know they are doing that. I mean, I'll just tell you one where in the first 6 months, my sister had a miracle, and her lupus disappeared from her test, and lupus never goes away. And so I asked them, I asked them to help her, and that happened. So later I asked them, how did you guys do that, okay? And they said, we projected an energy into her blood and took the lupus out. Now, that was the very first time I ever heard the idea that they could project energy into this realm. Up to that point, we were just getting amazing information about how the higher realms work. And, you know, one of the best ways to decide if they're trustworthy is to hear them talk, let them make their own
how shall we say it, presence felt or not felt. And if it resonates with you, come back. Because it's an epic, if we're doing what we say we're doing or what we think we're doing, it's an epic thing we're doing. It's like we're not starting a religion, but it impacts people like I won't say like a religion. How would I say it? It impacts people in such a profound way that it changes their life forever. And there's a lot of people on the line that if I ask them to, would tell you that. And since most of us would like to change our lives, most of us would like to be more than we are. Most of us would like to have a better connection with the higher realms. Most of us would like to have absolutely no fear of death because you're sure it's going to be okay and how it works. And these are many of the things we cover. And on our Wednesday call, and they wanted to do this, people submit questions, and many of you have submitted questions, and we are going to answer, they are going to answer your questions. Sometimes I put in my two cents, okay? But basically, they're going to answer the questions. And, you know, over time, it's like I have developed a co-creative, what I would call a co-creative connection with them. And that means, to me, they never tell me what to do. And they never do whatever I tell them. In other words, I could say, could you play? You know, one time they did this. They healed my sister. And occasionally people have healings who are coming in on the calls. But I can't demand them to heal anybody. There's more involved than, because I talk to them, they'll heal everybody that I like. Okay? So, on that note, Terry, are you there?
Yeah.
You want to say anything from your human side, or will that screw you up?
No, they're ready to go.
They're ready to go. Okay. All right. So we do a little... Terry, you want to move your mic closer?
Is that better?
That's better, yeah, thank you. We do a little invocation of protection when we do this. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone listening on this line and on the internet. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we orient ourselves to your physical realm and to each and every caller on the line. We come straight to you. We don't come through the computer or the telephone line. That's the voice that comes through there, which is Cherry Brown, and she gets the concept of what we are saying, that it's relayed to her from our translation team, because we do not, English is not our native language. And so if we ever say anything that does not make sense or resonate with you, then disregard it, as it is not meant for you at that time. Somebody may answer, ask a question, and we answer, even though the question might be the same question you have, because the answer could be different depending upon the individual person. Do you have questions?
Yeah, and I'll just make the comment. Don't assume that Terry is a perfect translator, although she's really good. Sometimes she can have bleed through and mix up some of her personal thoughts and beliefs with an answer. So that's why, take what resonates, okay? And when I say that, that doesn't usually happen. But, you know, and if I thought it was happening and I thought I was going to mislead somebody, I would jump in and say something, okay? So on that note, I'm going to focus on the questions of mostly new people, okay? And questions that are urgent, you know, people who are going through really life-changing situations. Okay, this is from Julius in Fairfield, California. I have a general question. It's probably been answered before. I noticed that when I enter a room or setting, that others immediately turn as if an energy shift has been felt by them. I'm curious if you, Wynn, Terry, or others that attend the calls experience the same. And could it be that we, the group, embody the energies of the higher realms, or if we help to anchor the higher energies to the sources in our day-to-day lives? Thank you. You know, I just want to make a couple of comments to that. Joyous. You know, there's two things. There's two things about that question. You know, there's two kinds of energies that people have. And we all have both energies, but some of them have a preponderance of one energy, and they may not be positive, because there's something called magnetic energy. And there's people that have magnetic energy, which sometimes could be called charisma. And there's people that have spiritual energy. And the spiritual energy is more subtle on the other side. And it needs a certain degree of magnetic energy to get grounded through the person and get into the world. But when somebody is looking, the two can sometimes look similar. I know that Terry and I both experience what you're talking about. And in fact, I used to do this all the time. I'd sit in a restaurant and then just contemplate on my space there and lift the vibration of the restaurant or the coffee shop. And I was aware. And of course, I know that I have connections on the other side to these groups, and I don't even have to think about it. They'll automatically come in if it's appropriate. So that's my experience, and probably Terry's as well. Of course, Terry's also walks around and breaks streetlights. They go out when she walks under them, which probably we've asked about that, but I don't remember what they said. But let me turn it over to our sources and get an answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Each person has his her own soul frequency, which contains the summation of the frequencies of all of the team that the individual has in his her physical body and in his her light body. So everyone has their unique soul frequency. That's the sum result of their frequencies that they bring to their presence. When one connects with the higher sources, then if to the degree that they are still connected, then that adds to the frequencies that they are bringing in and emitting. So when an individual enters a room, the soul frequency, depending upon how commanding the presence is, will command the attention of the people in the room as they seek to see what it is that has changed in the energy of the room. Thank you.
Thank you. Terry, I mean, she developed this connection with a little restaurant, Sedona, called Coffee Pot, and she's addicted to going there every morning because the place is so responsive to her spiritual energy, and that she started going in there and people started buying her breakfast, strangers, okay? But another thing I want to mention is, for myself, I know I can be moody. I can go up and down. I have days where I have high charisma, and I have days where I don't. And doing these calls, our Whole Planet Healing call every day, everybody can see that. They can see my cycles. And I have learned to flow with it, that I can't be up in that way all the time. Let me go to the next question. This is from Isis in Seattle. What are the dangers of having sex with a person who has a negative entity, such as reptilians? And can the entity transfer to you? Can a part of the entity transfer to you? If any of the lower vibrational energy transfers or has access to you, how can you clear that out and raise your own vibration again? Isis.
Thank you. Anytime you have sex with somebody, there is a danger of taking on entities, soul entities from the other being, as there are some people who use entities to capture the attention and sexuality of another so that the being sends out entities before him to help program the other person to have sex. So the best thing is to raise your awareness and sensitivity and map your own soul frequency, see what your own frequency is, so that you can recognize other frequencies. And if they do come into your space, to dismiss them before they get lodged there. Simply ask them to leave. Exclude them from your space. Do not take them on board. It takes an awareness, and a sensitivity to what is you and what is not you, to be aware of an entity that is coming toward you. If you too have an entity that has taken root in your own beingness, then you can ask it to address itself, to tell you about it, and then see if why it is there and ask it to leave. But there are also professionals that have some skill in how to dismiss entities from other people. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the question, Isis. And next question is, okay, I promised this person I would ask this question. Let me get to her. Okay. This is from Paul Anderson in Anderson, California. And Paul, did you have that city named after you? That was very good. Or did you move there because it was the same as your last name? Question. Edgar Cayce and many others have talked about the reincarnation of souls from Atlantis. I don't recall hearing about souls that reincarnated from Lemuria. Can you expand on what happened to those souls?
Yes, there are beings that have reincarnated from Lemuria. Jerry was in Lemuria herself and had a lifetime as a keeper of knowledge in Lemuria. There are groups of people that have reincarnated and gotten together that were of Lemurian history. And there is, in fact, a group that feels responsible for some of the bad things it created. They feel the going down of Lemuria, and they have some books that they have written, and this lifetime they have committed towards improving society and adding to the welfare of our world, because to make up for partly their indiscretions in Lemuria, some of the books have Lemuria in the title if you wanted to pursue it.
Thank you. Lemuria was more spiritual and loving than Atlantis, was it not?
Yes, it was, and they had a huge body of ancient wisdom, some of which made its way to India and is part of the history of the wisdoms
India.
Did not. I do believe a lot of Lemurians incarnated in India and in the Philippines. There may be other places,
yes.
But is that true?
That is correct. That is correct. Yes.
And if you can tune into the quality of the people in those countries, you'll get a feeling for Lemurians. Now, did some Lemurians incarnate into Atlantis as well?
First moment, yes, some did. Yes.
Some did. Okay. Next question. Dharmananda in Boulder Creek. He says, as a wanderer, now many of you that are attracted to this kind of call are either wanderers or starseeds. Those are people that came in from higher dimensions that didn't necessarily have to take an incarnation here, but they chose to be of service because of the shift that's happening. And usually those people have characteristics of feeling a little bit alienated, feeling that they get bored with the things that other people are interested in. But according to sources, 90% of those people, when they come in and take bodies, forget that they came from higher realms and have not rediscovered what their mission is. So Dharmananda says, as a wanderer, I now realize that my mission here is to raise my vibrational frequency level, which is now 879 out of 1,000, to help raise the frequency levels of as many as possible to love 500 and above, so they will graduate from 3D reality. Now, just Dharmananda is talking about a teacher who wrote a book. His name is David Hawkins, who came out with this frequency scale and uses muscle testing to try to determine what your frequency is. Now, that's not part of stuff we believe in, although it may have some truth in it. So I'll let the question stand. When he's talking about his vibrational level of 879 out of 1,000, and, you know, one of the things I know, that your vibrational frequency level changes all the time. I had some people that were into that, and they kept testing me, and quite often I was very high on that scale, but when my energy was low, I wasn't high. So part of the challenge is how to hold your energy highest. And you probably do that partially by making yourself more happy and grounded in the physical, so the energies can flow to the higher chakras. But let me turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the things is, as Gwen mentioned, chakras, is to up the energy of the chakras. Often, some of the chakras aren't operating up to the speed of some of the other chakras. And a balanced chakra system can really help the energy flow in and out of the body and can up the research for the right words, the power, the energy that is able to be radiated, so that you don't have some of the chakras bringing the energy level way up high and other chakras causing the total sum of energy to fall.
When somebody is doing muscle testing, it seems to me
that if the person that's doing the testing, or if the two people who are involved, the person that's being tested and the person that's doing the testing, if they have a vibrational connection, the readings would be higher. Would you say that's true?
If you have a proper reader, they should be able to test the subject without entering their own reading into it.
Keeping their field separate from the person being tested. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's an important thing to consider. All right? Thank you, Dharmananda. Next question here from Dee Collier in Jasper, Missouri. I feel like I have been taking in energies of all the suffering, including humanity and Mother Earth, through my root chakra and transmuting it into light through my heart chakra. Would the channeled ones be able to confirm this for me?
Yes. Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. And you know, every night after this call, we do something called whole planet healing. And it's like we actually have an energy that goes to everyone that checks into the call that's open to it. Sometimes people have to check it out before they become open to it. And people lift their vibrations, their depressions go away, and they start taking this energy into their life, and they start experiencing that they can do this. You know, it's one of the highest things for somebody that's a wanderer or starseed in terms of their service, do this, because they already have connections to the higher realms, but they have not learned how to connect the connection. It's there, and they recognize the energy when they feel it. And eventually, and we're not the only way, but we're a good way. It's cheap, and it's readily available. Coming to Whole Planet Healing every night or a few times a week. And you should only come because it works for you, but you have to test it out to see if it works. Edna, I'm skipping you. I'll get around to you, but it's like, since I have all these new people, yours is too long, okay? Okay, this is a question from John Munster in Warburg.
We send love light to Edna. We send love light to... Go ahead.
We love Edna.
She's been coming to it.
Pardon me? Okay, this is from John Munster.
Yes.
Thank you and he's in Warba, Minnesota, near Hibbing, Minnesota, which is the birthplace of Bob Dylan. Okay. Thank you for affirming last week that the soul is not affected by a nuclear blast zone, just the light body. But I am still confused about why the soul, or the storehouse of many lives experiences, isn't enough. By analogy, I have traveled to many countries and lived in many states, but feel now I would live forever, happily live forever, in my own little hobby farm. I assume the soul, even if it's not able to travel in a light body, could still experience the ecstasy of the love of others, and even perhaps come into superposition to all that is, or a lot of what is, even so, like you are. Is this incorrect? And you know, John, I would say, when you're living in one place,
does not mean your soul is trapped in that place. We do this on Whole Planet Healing, where people experience their souls moving everywhere and connecting. It's when I was younger, I did a lot of traveling, and I realized I needed to travel to stay out of consensus reality in this realm. But now, I don't get involved in consensus reality. I'm able to stay out of it and ground the energy of the work we're doing, and it keeps my soul activated without having to travel. So let me turn it over to our sources and see what they say. Thank you.
Thank you. What happens in a nuclear explosion is not only the physical body, but the light body, which is connected, the different parts are all connected by strings of energy. And the strings of energy create patterns that the soul relies upon. It's like the building of the physical body has the muscles and the tendons. You built up of physical biotic energies, biological energies that are patterned, and when the body dies, the physical body dies, these patterns, these physicalnesses that are part of the body, they disintegrate. But the person still has a light body, which is a buildup of patterns that the person can travel by and can rely on to continue from reincarnation to reincarnation. In a nuclear explosion, these energy patterns in the light body, as well as the physical body, they are destructed. And the soul is still there, but she loses its ability to move, to travel, to reincarnate, its ability to, its memory of its past, that it brings to create the new physical body. Or if they go to heaven to have their new light, their body experience itself as a vision, as a thin vision of itself in the heaven realm, and the ability to talk, if it appears as a ghost, it's a slight mist. If some people can see it in the physical realm, they can see ghosts. So the nuclear explosion, or be it even other types of explosion, can damage the light body, and particularly if a person is vaporized in an atomic explosion, he loses the ability to travel outside of his physical body. The patterns that he relies on after death are disintegrated, and he can get bombed together with other people that have been in an explosion, which creates a huge entanglement of fear with any of the people that are caught in the nuclear explosion and vaporized. So if one realizes the true nature of what happens in a nuclear explosion, it disintegrates all the nucleuses and all of the patterns that hold things together, and it then is very hard for the individual to carry on without some kind of help to reorient it and help it start to build its light body back. We hope that helps.
Thank you. A question from Nanette, and she is either in Chicago or Phoenix. She has Nanette Njeski, and her question is, how can I move out of this financial slump I have been in for a while and to use my God-given talent to do just that? I have my own business, and I'm a landscape designer and horticulturalist, and I create one-of-a-kind Van Dyke Brown botanical prints and pencil illustrations. Nanette, I just wanted to say something. And I took a look at your website, and I can see you are a really sensitive artist. And one of the things that can be really hard for a sensitive artist is learning how to schmooze with people. Because if you go out and schmooze with people, people love to connect with the vibration of sensitive artwork, and they're more predisposed to buy things. But a sensitive person can find that really challenging. And that's just my thoughts on that. Let me turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. There are avenues for putting out your work that individuals can see it is there. That is one of the things that is needed for people to know your work is there. There are things like in Sedona, there is the Art Mart, where each artist has a booth. And in that booth, they can hang their paintings or their artwork, and then people come to visit there and are able to buy the artwork. So it is a matter of bridging the barrier between the beautiful work you are doing and the attention of the public, so they will know that something is available. If you have some connection, say, with interior designers, some way even to just have a little that public can go by and see your work is there. It is a matter of getting your work seen. Thank you.
Another thing is to find a really upscale restaurant or coffee shop or hotel and volunteer to hang your stuff in those places and
yes.
With a price on it, a contact thing. You know,
yes.
Be creative, because you have to get more people to see you. And when you're feeling desperate, it is very hard to sell anything. You know, financial slumps we were in a financial slump. And I had to, this past week, really put a lot of energy into making something happen. And it's interesting because as soon as I started doing that, not only did we create some money, but some of our other sources of bringing in money suddenly started to activate. It's kind of like people can, it's a psychic thing. People can feel all that stuff. Listen, we have two people I know for sure, and probably more, that we didn't do. Mark Esguerra and Mark, could you ask that question next week? Okay. And John Siborowski had a question. And let me see here.
Is there any time to quickly do Mark's?
You know what? It's 6:59 and whole Planet Healing starts at 7. Okay? And Kathleen Woodward in Dallas had a question about her son. It sounded like an important question. So if you want to come to Whole Planet Healing, the phone number is at wholeplanethealing.com, and you'll probably enjoy it, okay, if you're new. So on that note...